Today's learning spelling this was kind of was from Shai Mosh from Neil Rift was Mosh was raised from Nachar Mosh was chus for Shalom and Chai Mosh and Malkam and Brach was our Malkam and Chitzkim and Feb Feg Ludino and it's chus for all those in and around Eretz Yisrael. So we're holding Simon Reish Samach Dalet talking about the candles over here and we're almost finishing up over here. We're up to, I believe, we are up to Sivav, if I'm not mistaken. So till now we spoke about all different kinds of wicks and different kinds of oil that you are not allowed to use. Says the Mechaber, Sharkal Shmanim, any other oil that wasn't mentioned over here, Chutz Me'elu, except the ones that were mentioned early in this Siman, Adlikim Ahan, you can use them for Ner Shabbos. Umikom Maka and Shem Azayis Mitzvah Amucha. The best thing to use is Shem Azayis. So we'll see whether that holds true today or not momentarily. Let's see the Mishnah Berurah, Hamucha. These all draw towards the wick. Shem and Zayas draws to the wick more than anything else. Then ain't Shem and Zayas matzi. If you don't have Shem and Zayas, mitzvah b'shar shmanim she'aron tzol. Pick from the oils you have, the ones that have the brightest, clearest light. The hen kind middle ner shava. So the Mishnah Berurah says, better to use Shem and Zayas than to use a wax candle. The Ner Shava, once you come to Neiros, oil kardum l'ner chelov would come before one that's made from fats. The Oyer Yavav Etzalah, because between those two, so according to Mishnah Berurah, oil is the best, then wax, then Ner Chelov. And nearly, the Chol Zeh, however, he adds a twist over here. The Chol Zeh l'fi inyan haner. It all really depends on the Ner. The Biner Shalanu, Shakiran Strin, I'm not sure exactly what it was, but it was a kind of candle that burned very, very well, very nicely. Shetzolul, which is very clear, but Vada Yosem and Hashab, it's better than wax. It burned so beautifully that even during the week, you wouldn't have to bend it to make it, or tilt it that it should light better. The other than a shaiva is better than wax. Uli Af Mikolashmana, maybe it's even better than all oils. They're a bevadi leyasi lahatis because they're certainly not going to. What's one of the concerns that we have? Why it has to be a candle that burns well? Not just so that it should be nice for Shabbos. Obviously, it's covered Shabbos. Akeli manvei, it should be done in the nicest way possible. But from an halachic perspective, the main concern was that if it's not burning bright enough, you might go ahead and have to tilt the candle that it should burn better, so that you should get a better light. And the better it burns, the less likely you are to do that. So I am Asher Niftav L'Kamasim and I am Reshay, and see what you see later. L'maisa, there's different approaches over here, because on one hand, the Mechaber does say oil shava. On the other hand, he does says go with what burns best. Our candles today burn very, very well. I think in many cases, you can argue that they burn even better than oil. On the other hand, there are those people that do have a minik, to light from oil, or at least some people have a minig to at least light two with oil, whether it's a minig al pi kabbalah or it's because of this mechaber that says that you need to do that oil comes first. So everybody should follow their minig of their mother. Some people do all wax. There's definitely what to rely on over here, because our wax candles do burn very, very well. They do bring down over here that for those people that are makbid to light at least two candles with oil, when you're traveling, you're by someone else's house, you go to a simcha, it's not, especially since the candles that you are lighting are candles that burn very, very well, it's not something that you have to worry about, oh, I got to bring my own oil. Although I know some people who do that, but definitely you have who to rely on, even if you generally light with oil, if you're traveling and out of your home, to use whatever they have available, as long as it's a good candle, okay? Now, says the Mechaber Siv Zayin, if you remember much, much earlier on, it was either Beis, Gimel, somewhere early in the beginning, and we said that you cannot use Zephes, pitch, or Shaiva, right, or Chelev, that was sort of liquefied as using it, like same idea as you would do as you do an oil lamp, right? You pour it in, you stick a wick in, and that's how you light it, because that really did not burn well. And we were very, very concerned about the Shemayata. Now, however, Korach, Zephes, Eishaiva, Eichelev, you took pitch, wax, or fats. Sabva, Psila, like you made it a candle, like we have a candle, Madlikaman, then you can light. This that we said all during the beginning that you can't light, was being used in a different fashion. It's being used in a fashion that it didn't burn well. When it's used like this, it does burn well, and therefore it is okay. Let's see the Mishnah Berurah. Karazavis, the loy asru bekuli, this that the Mechaber earlier on asked us from using all these products, elam hayinusunim bekli, they're placed into a keli, v'noisen apsilu b'toichem, and then you go ahead and you place a wick in it. K'moish and the same that you do with oil. Because when you do it in that fashion, it really does not draw towards to the wick and it doesn't burn well. When you make it into a candle, then it does burn well. Now, although we're saying is that we said in the beginning, let's say pitch, don't use pitch, but if you make your pitch into a candle, you could, but that's assuming, says the Mishnah Berurah, that the wick, maybe it's obvious, the wick has to be made from one of those products. Go back to Sif Aleph. There were certain products we said you can't make the wick from. It was a separate thing. That wick still has to be the kind of wick that burns off him. He psila, but if it's the kind of wick you can't use, the fact that you made it into a candle versus just putting it into a bowl does not help you at all. Says the Mechaber Sif Ches, Hamadlet tzarech sheyadlik roiv, sometimes your candle has a longer wick sticking out of it. When you light it, you should keep your lighter there until at least most of that wick is lit. Let's see the Mishabura. We said earlier that the hadlaka is the mitzvah, the ikka mitzvah, is when you actually do the lighting. So you want that when you take your candle, it shouldn't be sputtering, right? So I'm using a candle or a match to light it. Take it away and it's still just barely catching. So then it lit on its own, even if it lights afterwards. I didn't light it. You have to hold the fire there until it is lit, meaning when you pull your match away, you know, we all know how it looks. The candle starts burning very, very brightly immediately. The same thing we say by Hanukkah. Right? Then he says that it should be most of the wick. This doesn't make a difference if you're using oil, if you're using a wax candle, all these things. If it has a longer wick, you have to have roiv of the wick lit before you can go ahead, before you take your match or the candle that you're using to light it, before you go away. Says the Mechaber Sif Tes, and many people do have this minig, we'll see shortly. Ain't tzarich l'havah psilus. The Mechaber says, I'll be pashut, there is no minig that I have to go, requirement that I have to go and light the wick before and then blow it out or put it out before my wife goes and lights the candle. So let's see the Ramah perish. What does it mean to be l'havah psilus, which the Mechaber said you don't have to. Hibuv yipol al dova she'en nisraf means you're burning something, but it doesn't get burnt legamri completely. The gam lekayim legamri, so you burn it a little bit, but you don't burn it completely. Okay, I'll take and he brings a raya from the pasuk. I'll take many no tagim yonisim mehaviv raw. Right, I'll take many no means you cooked it, but you didn't cook it, so it's not completely raw, but it's still partially cooked. It's the same idea. Now says the Rama, umi kol makom nahadli lahadli kapsila. Minig was, yes, to go ahead and light the candle and then put it out. It gets sort of singed. And then when your wife comes to light the candles, it would light well. Okay, so that's what the Ramah says. The Mechaber says you don't have to do this. The Ramah says, our minig is, yes, that we should go ahead when the candles are set up on Erev Shabbos, it should be lit, right? And then you should go ahead and put it out, and this way, when you go light the candles, or your wife go light the candle for Shabbos, it's going to catch very quickly and very easily. Is that still negiah today or not? Right? Do we have to do that? Says the Mishnah Berurah. When we call makom nahagin, Rama says that you should do it. Af bin ner hakarach ke'en shelanu oisin ken. Even the candles that we have that are twisted together, we do it. Vezeh yaseh ish mitchila. The husband should do this. V'yiyot te'ela shalik tisha ish madlakas b'gizmana. This will allow for the wife's candle lighting to go faster. And this way, sometimes we know people are running late right before Shabbos. And if your wife is running late before Shabbos, the fact that you saved her a few minutes, that she doesn't have to sit there as long and lighting the candles, it will ensure that she's not Chas v'Shalom Chal Shabbos. Now, l'maaseh b'zman hazeh, many of the poskim can say that it's not negei anymore today because We know our wicks are made from something that burns very, very well. I don't think the candle lighting takes any faster if you first lit it and then put it out. In fact, maybe sometimes you think it takes faster. You do it, so that's why you think it takes faster. Okay? So definitely there's an Indian doing it because that was the minute to do it. But do you really need to do it today? Reb Chaim Kanievsky did not do it. And I believe the Chazon Ish also comes the Chazon Ish did not do it, right? Because he said that the candles today burn very, very well without having to light them and put it out. However, that being said, they would set up the candles, right? So the husband, Sheva Chelik, of the mitzvah. Now some of us are kind of the mitzvah by having one of our children do it, right? So that the but we said earlier that the husband can be mekayem the mitzvah also by lighting the Shabbos lamp, so lighting some lights in the house, which you should do, l'shem, the neris of Shabbos for the Shalom Bayis. It's definitely inyan to be involved in the mitzvah, though the women are the ones who took on this mitzvah, there's still an inyan to take it. But whether you have to light it and put it out, of course, if your father did it and your grandfather did it and you continue to do the minhag, no, there's definitely nothing wrong with doing it, and it could be a positive because it's being part of the chelik of preparing the mitzvahs. But definitely there are paiskim who said feel that bezman hazeh, without candles, it doesn't really make that much of a difference whether you light it or not. Let's see the next mechaber. Ein sif mechaber sif yud. And then with that, we'll finish up the siman. Ein madlikin besmartutin afilim echarachin. You cannot take smartutin is a worn out flax clothing. Okay, that were very thick. Okay, and then you can't use that as wicks. Why not? Let's see Mishabura. Hey nu beloye bigdei pishtin hagasim. These are thick flax clothing that have gotten worn out. Imitan, what's the reason that you can't use it? This goes back. Basically, this really should be part of Sif Aleph. Mitam she'ena or nechaz yavam hen. It doesn't. The light does not catch well in these clothes, and it's very simple. The ayin b'prima gadim, madlikim. So that's halacha number one in this sif. But it really connects back to what we learned in the beginning. Something that the light does not catch well with, you can't use it. The ayin b'prima gadim, madlikim al shulchan b'ner cheretz yashan. You're not allowed to use an old earthenware candlestick. That's not something to get us because we, for the most part, don't use earthenware candlesticks. But once something, an old earthenware candlestick, the mayas, so it was disgusting. People would not use that on their table. Okay? Now, the part that's negated to us, just like this, you're not allowed to use it, it's ugly. But we also got to remember, on the flip side, it's a dvar mitzvah. So we should be making sure to light in nice candles. Ella, in Kana, you took that earthenware keli and you fired it in the oven, so it became like new, then you're allowed to do it. If it's from glass or coated cheres, right, with glass, it's not so moist. Somebody's very poor, he has nothing else to light in, then it's mutum. We don't want to be a chaser. So if the only thing you have is this kli cheres, of course you should light in it. If somebody says, oh, I'm not going to light in it because it's moist, so now you're a chaser because now you're not having any candles for Shabbos, which is obviously a much bigger problem. But the part that we do have to take out from here, and this doesn't just, we've spoken about this a number of times, it doesn't just have to do with Neir Shabbos, this has to do with any mitzvah. We have this idea of Zekeli Vaveis. On one hand, to go, the opposite stream is where it's Mayis. Mayis, you know how to do it, unless Shasat Chak, right? Because Mayis is disgusting, you're being a vaza the mitzvah, it's the other way around. But once you get past the stage of Mayis, you get to the stage of, okay, it's not Mayis. That's not necessarily where you should be. Now, everybody, ishlifi yecholtai, whatever he's able to do, now is where you want to go from being mayus. Okay, you're no longer mayus, but now, zeh keli vavei, and you're supposed to beautify the mitzvahs. Okay, we'll stop over here, and Metz Hashem, we will continue tomorrow.